Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
Well, in your book, Grown Up Girlfriends, you reference a quote by, I believe his name is Matthew Kelly, and you talk about these seven levels of intimacy, and I want to just highlight these if I can before we wrap up in a little bit. Level one is we share cliches. Level two is we share facts. Level three is we share opinions. Level four, we share hopes and dreams. Level five, share feelings. Level six, we share faults, fears, and failures. And seven is we share our legitimate needs. Now, you kind of came up with this basket theory that these kind of can go in, but they're a little bit interchangeable as well. So explain your basket theory and how they relate to these levels of intimacy.
Oh, I love my baskets.
I love your baskets. I wish I had bought your basket. And I wanna, anyway.
Yeah, and women tend to really connect with the analogy because it's true. Not all friendships are created to be that deep, intimate level connection. Really, level seven, where we share legitimate needs. Not all relationships are going to grow into that. Some are, some aren't. And really what the baskets are, it's just an analogy and just a formula to kind of look at your relationships to know, to recognize that there are different purposes and different levels of intimacy in them. Basket number three are really those that we just share facts with. You know, we might talk about the weather. At one point in my life, it was the Sonic lady. I told that story last time that I literally every time I pulled into my stall, she knew exactly what I wanted. I wanted my Diet Coke and she brought it out.
And
she
that's a relationship.
She was very consistent. But, you know, there are times when the Holy Spirit prompts us to go deeper with that type of friendship. A basket number three, you know, there are times that I could tell that Carolyn was having a hard day. And, you know, to say, Carolyn, you doing okay? You know, can I pray with you? That's an intimate thing.
Yeah. And, you know, that just happened, which is so amazing. We had lunch, you and I and Kevin and Greg, and we're at a restaurant, and our server had to leave early because of a little crisis at school. And Greg just says, you know, we don't need to know what's going on, but can we pray? And she said, I'm a Christian. I would love that. And it was just like moving past that. And what I love about that, Erin, is because you were saying before the show that sometimes we can get into our personal definitions and boundaries and serve them versus serve God in them. So explain what you mean about that, you know, serving the boundary versus serving the Lord in these friendships.
That often when someone would hear an analogy like this, you know, basket three, basket two, basket one, that there are these hard, fast, concrete walls.
So I don't do that with you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not going to bring you a meal, Susie, because I don't have that level of friendship with you when, you know, you've been sick and your husband has been sick and your family has been sick. No. When the Holy Spirit prompts you to do something, do it.